Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you very much, Joe. Well, that psalm was written by King David. You know, it's probably the most famous psalm in the Bible. And in that psalm, David says that the Lord, that God, the Lord, is his shepherd. He says the Lord is his shepherd. Now, can someone tell me, what is David comparing himself to? Can someone tell me, what is David comparing himself to? Yes, I've got Charlie here, yeah. A sheep. Yes, that's right. David, he's saying that he's like a sheep and the Lord is his shepherd. But David is saying that it's like he is the luckiest sheep in the world because, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. And you know, those five words are probably, I don't know, some of the most famous words in the Bible. For many Christians, they are some of their favorite words in the Bible, words that they would always want to remember. The Lord is my shepherd. I heard a story, that something happened many, many years ago, of a Christian couple who were on holiday. They went on holiday to Wales. Did anyone go on holiday to Wales this year? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, yes, you did. Yes, that's right. So you know how lovely it is. So anyway, they went on holiday to Wales, and while they were there, they were walking in the hills, and they met a young shepherd boy. But this young shepherd boy, he was deaf and dumb, so he couldn't hear and he couldn't speak. But this couple, they wanted to tell him some of the good news from the Bible. So they decided, because he was a shepherd boy, to teach him this first verse, or half of the first verse, of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. So they taught it to him using sign language. And when he'd got it, they got him to count it out on the fingers of one hand. So he would always remember it. The Lord is my shepherd. And what a wonderful thing for him to take away with him. As they went off, he had that he could remember. The Lord is my shepherd. And what a wonderful thing for us to remember today, that the Lord is our shepherd. And we're going to think a bit about what that means this morning. So the first thing it means, the psalm tells us, David says, he gives me all I need. David says, with God as my shepherd, I've got everything I need. Now notice, he doesn't say everything I want. Doesn't say everything I want. Now, if a sheep could have anything it wanted, I wonder what a sheep would want. I mean, it could want all kinds of things, couldn't it? So it might want a football. You know, sheep might want a football. There's a Sean. I think he's using a cabbage there. And then, or he might want an iPod and some headphones. A sheep might want all kinds of things. It might want to go on a fancy holiday and go snorkeling. Or a sheep might even, have you ever seen a sheep doing this? He might want to go skateboarding. So a sheep might want to do all kinds of things, but David's not saying that. He's saying, no, he gives me everything I need. Now, can anyone tell me, what does a sheep need? I wonder if anyone can help me. Any of the little ones help me. I'm going to come to the back because we're busy at the back today. What kind of things does a sheep need? Yes. Grass. Yes, a sheep needs to eat loads and loads of grass. That's right. Thank you very much. Anything else? Anything else? Yes? Oh, Kylie's all welcome. Food, yeah, lots of food, lots of grass, that's right. Anything else? Water, brilliant, that's right. A sheep needs food and water. So let's see. And look, if you look at verse 2, that's what David says. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. So David's saying, he said, like when the Lord leads me, it's like I'm a sheep and he takes me to the freshest, greenest, most lush grass where I can graze. Or he takes me to the calmest, clearest, freshest water where I can drink. And he refreshes me. He restores my soul. He gives me everything I need. He gives me everything I need for my life. And David knew that that was true in his life as well. Well, one of the things we've been doing this summer, looking at the Psalms, is seeing how they point forward to Jesus. Because, you know, Jesus teaches us the same thing. He says, the Lord provides everything we need. Again, notice, not everything we want. I mean, there might be all kinds of things that we might want. I mean, you might want, I don't know, does anyone like these? You know what these are? Anyone tell me what, for those who don't know, what are they? They're Sylvanians. You know, some people really want Sylvanians and all of their rather lavish lifestyle accessories. And then some people might want, what's that? That's like an Xbox, fancy Xbox, yeah. And then some people a bit older think, oh, I wouldn't mind one of those. That'd be nice. Yeah, DB5, is it? Yeah. And, maybe it's a dream home. We might want all kinds of things. But no, Jesus says he provides all that we need. This is one of the things Jesus said. He said, don't worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans, people who don't believe, run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Jesus reminds us to trust God to provide for us, to give us all that we need. But do you know what? Jesus goes one better. Because when Jesus came into the world, he said this. He said, I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Jesus was saying, he's the good shepherd that David was talking about. He is the shepherd. He is the Lord who can be our shepherd and provide for us and provide all that we need. So you might think about this week. You might think about some of the things you need for this week. Maybe you need strength as you go back to school. Maybe you're starting school or you're going back to school and you think, wow, I really need strength this week. Or maybe you need wisdom for a decision that you're having to make. You don't know what to do. You really need wisdom. Or maybe you need grace. Maybe you need to be kind in a hard situation. Well, the Bible would tell us, look to your shepherd. Look to Jesus. Ask him. Ask him because he's the one who can give you all that you need. Right, we're going to sing again. We're going to sing a song that is based on this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. But we read on in the psalm, we find out more. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me in the right way. He leads me in the right way. So we're saying that the shepherd makes sure that his sheep have grass and that they have water, all that they need. But how does he make sure that they get them? Well, he leads them. He leads them. And David says, he leads me beside quiet waters. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So the shepherd has to lead his sheep. You see, when it comes to sheep, there's a real problem with sheep, is that they tend to wander and they don't go where they should. Now, I've got some sheep here, and they're going to have a bit of a wander around, and you're going to help me with this. So I'm going to pass some sheep around. If you're passing sheep around, can I say sheep like to be kept upright, okay? And they don't like to be thrown around. Okay, you've got that? So if you could just pass them around, pass them to anyone, and keep them up in the air so we can see them. We'd like to see them high in the air. So there's a sheep over there. Yeah, that one can go have a bit of a wander. And we have got Sean the sheep's appeared here. So you can have a little bit of a wander around. You're going to pass him around. And if you're at the back here, why don't we start one at the back right here? And high in the air, so if you just take a glance around, I can hear a few sound effects as well, that's great. Yeah. Now you see, the problem is that if I've got all of the waters, a nice stream here, and there's fresh green grass over here, is that the sheep aren't very good at going in the right place. And they're just wandering around. Can you see the sheep? They're all wandering around. And so the shepherd has to lead them. Later in the psalm, David talks about the shepherd having a staff like this, and he uses it to get the sheep to go the right way. So let's see, because I need the sheep to get up that way, so I'm going to use my staff to, sorry, can it go that way, please? Shove it forward that way. And no, can you shift that way a bit? Thank you. Yes, that way along. Where's this one? Sorry, that sheep, I'm just going to give him a shove. It's not always comfortable for the sheep being led in this way, but it is good for them. Look, no, that way. Can you pass it forward? Thank you. Yeah, lovely. And sometimes one gets a bit stuck. Is that one stuck? That just needs, sometimes you need to kind of hook it out and then, yeah, that's good. So pass it that way, please. Where's this sheep? Is it wandering off? Yeah, that's good. Give it a shove that way. Good. And how are we doing? Can I have got them all? You always have to see how many. Yeah, that one needs to come along. Thank you. Brilliant. And a few more sound effects wouldn't go amiss. Thank you. Great. Lovely. And great, that one. Oh, that's what I think. Yes, front row. Can you be my shepherd assistants and keep it up here? Thank you. And that one's here. Yes, can we bring it back up here now? Thank you. Oh, great. I'm going to hook that one in. Great. It's fine. Up to the water and the grass. Thank you. I've got two. I've still got a couple wandering. Oh, here's one. Yeah, can I hook that one up? Oh, brilliant. Okay. And finally, oh, fantastic. So I've got all my sheep here. You see, it's a bit uncomfortable sometimes for the sheep. We have to shove them along a bit and hook them out of trouble, but we can get them to go in the right way. That's what the shepherd does. And David says that the Lord leads and guides him. But when David says that about God, it's not as though like a giant one of these comes out of heaven, and when he leads us, it's not as though you're standing around and one of these comes out of heaven and pushes you along in the right way. So what does David mean? When David says that the Lord leads and guides him, how does the Lord lead and guide David? Does anyone know? How does that happen? Anyone think, how does the Lord lead David and guide him? Anyone got an idea? Yeah, Alexander. Yeah, and yeah, that's right. But how does he show David what to do? How does David know what God wants? Dad's trying. Yeah, mum and dad. How does he show him what to do? Ah, yes, that's right. Through brilliant. That's right. Through his word, through the scriptures. So David had the scriptures in the Old Testament, and he read those, and he knew how God wanted him to live his life. Now again, this is a really big signpost pointing us to Jesus, because this is what Jesus says as well. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." He said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." And that, do you know, that's a big part of what it means to be a Christian. Did you know that? A Christian is someone who listens to Jesus' words and then follows him, puts those words into practice, because that is how he leads us. Now, it's not always comfortable, a bit like the shepherd with his staff. It's not always comfortable. Sometimes we read the Bible and it says, oh, well, actually, what you're doing there isn't right. You need to turn around and change what you're doing. Sometimes it challenges us and how we're living, but it's always the best thing for us. So at the start of this term and this new year, I've got two important questions for everybody. The questions are these. You need to ask yourself, am I listening to the voice of Jesus? Am I listening to the voice of Jesus? Am I reading the Bible regularly? And then, am I following him? Am I putting his words into practice? Because that is how God leads us. And we can trust him to lead us in the right way. Right, we're going to sing again. We're going to sing of how we can trust in the Lord who leads us. So as the music begins, let's stand and we'll sing together. Great. So we're learning about the Lord, our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He gives us all that we need. He leads us in the right path. But there's also another really important job that any shepherd has to do. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. He protects me. He protects me even through death. We'll come to that bit in a moment. But a shepherd has to protect his sheep. And you know, that was a bit more important for David in his day than maybe it is for shepherds today. I mean, if you're out in the fields today and you see sheep, basically I think their life is fairly safe in this country. But in David's day, it was a bit more dangerous if you were a sheep, because there were wild animals around. In fact, David had been a shepherd. Before he was Israel's king, he'd been a shepherd, and he said that he had to rescue sheep from the mouths of bears and lions. He had to fight them off, so he had to protect his sheep. Well, here David says that the Lord protects him. The Lord protects him. He says, look, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So David's saying, it's like I'm a sheep, but if I'm with you, Lord, as my shepherd, I feel completely safe. Because the shepherd has got a couple of things. He's got his staff, so if the sheep are straying into danger, he can push them in the right way, or if they get stuck, he can hook them out. But he's also got a rod, and the rod, I think I've got a picture of one. Yes, it looked like this. A rod was like a short, very heavy stick that the shepherd would use to defend the sheep, to sort of club wild animals on the head. So he had his rod and his staff to protect the sheep. Now, I need some volunteers again. I need some volunteers to help me again with my sheep. I need four. I want quite some of younger children, please. Would be brilliant. So, yes, if you'd like to come out. Would you like to choose a sheep? Come on. Yeah, that's right. Now, come and join me over here. Come out over here. And there we go. Just come and stand here. So, can someone else take a sheep? Maybe Josh. Yeah, that's right. If you'd like to take a sheep. Yeah. There you go. And you come and stand over here. Come and stand down here. That's right. And let's see. Yes, right. If you'd like to take another sheep, can I come and join me out here? And who else have we got? Yes, but Beth, here. Why don't you come and join me over here? So come down here now. Go and stand all together. Go and stand all together. If any mummies or daddies need to come and help, that's fine. No problem at all. Right. Or if anyone else wants to help. Okay. So should we go together? Let's have somebody. Or maybe, okay, come and help me throw it on, that's lovely. Now, what I need you to do is to hold, can you hold the sheep up in the air? And let's stand back a bit. Now, what we've got to do is we're going to take our sheep through this valley, and it's a bit of a dangerous valley because there are some wild animals, okay? I think there are some bears, some very fierce bears, and there are some lions as well. So as we go along, if you see a bear or a lion, you tell me, I've got the rod, and I'll deal with it. Okay? So let's go together. All come this way. Let's walk slowly. You tell me if you see a bear. Where's the bear? There. Where? Over here. Is there a bear? There is. That's it. Yep. Got it. Down. Right. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for telling me. Tell me if you see any more bears or lions. Okay. There's what? A lion? I can't see a lion. Here. Is there a lion? There is a lion. Come out. Got it. Gone. Right. Okay. Right. This way. I think we're okay now. Just come along. Just stay inside. Stay the way. Is there what? Is there another? What? A bear. Another bear. I can't see a bear. Oh, look. There is a bear there. Look, it's coming out. Look, down. Right. Thank you. Okay, I think we're safe. Look, oh no, it's a really fierce lion. Right, down. Right, brilliant. Okay, now come this way. Come on through. Well done. Down. Right. Yeah, thank you. Well done. We got safely to the front. Can you congratulate our sheep? Well done. Come and sit down. Can you put the sheep down here? And then go and sit down with mummies and daddies. Well done. If anyone wants to come and see those sheep later, you can certainly do that. Right. Well, David says that the Lord protects him like that. He keeps him safe from any danger. The Lord is always with him. And, you know, David knew that that was true. In David's life, he faced all kinds of dangers, but the Lord kept him safe. But do you remember, this psalm is also pointing us to Jesus. And Jesus does even more, because Jesus can keep us safe even through death. Jesus can keep us safe even through death. And how does he do that? He does that by dying himself. This is what Jesus said. Look, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. That's what Jesus does to keep us safe through death. Jesus dies for us, he dies for our sins, and then he rises again, defeating death. And he invites us to join in his victory. That's what, in verse 5, if you're wondering about that table and being invited to a meal, that's what that's about, being invited to that victory meal. But Jesus is our good shepherd. He's the one who lays down his life for us to get us through death. He's the one who is always with us. He's always with us, and he can even lead us through death. That is not a journey that we have to make alone. I was telling you earlier about a story about that shepherd boy. Do you remember? Are the people who met him and taught him those words? Well, I'm told that years later, the same couple went back to the same part of Wales, and they wanted to find this shepherd boy to see how he was doing. And so they went to the same area, and they started asking around. But eventually, they asked some people who told them what had happened, and they said, oh, well, it's very sad, but actually, a couple of years ago, the shepherd boy, well, he died. He was caught out in a snowstorm, and he died in a snowdrift, so it's very sad. They said, but there was something that was very strange, is that nobody really understood, but when they found the little boy, when they found him, they found that he was clinging on to one of his fingers. He was clinging on to the fourth finger of his hand. Nobody really knew what that was about. And of course, the couple who were visiting knew straight away. They understood that he was holding on to those words. He'd remembered, the Lord is my shepherd. That's what he was doing. He knew when he was trusting that the Lord could lead him, even through death. What a great truth for him to know, and what a great truth for us to know as well. He is the one who can lead us even through death. We can know that comfort. So we're going into a new year, many of us, aren't we? Into a new term, new situations. But here's a great thing for us to remember. Remember, should we say it together? The Lord is my shepherd. He provides all we need. He leads us in the right path. And he can protect us to the end. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this wonderful psalm and for this great truth that you are a shepherd to your people. We pray you'd help us to listen to your voice. Help us to trust in you. Help us to follow you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.